This week, Morning Edition is reporting on how life has changed for Americans since the terrorist attacks 6 months ago. While September 11th brought an immediate outpouring of support for the victims, it also started a backlash against Muslims and those believed to be Muslims. Some were threatened, harassed, and physically attacked, and at least three killings were attributed to anti-Muslim hatred. NPR's Jackie Northam has this profile of a Muslim woman in the Chicago suburb of Bridgeview, which has a large Islamic population.
It's the final class of the day for the senior students at an Islamic all-girls school in Bridgeview. Teacher Tamia Smile bows her head and leads her class in a prayer. A Smile and most of the girls at the AXA school observe the Islamic dress code, wearing loose-fitting clothes and a headscarf they call hijab. Just a whisper over 5 feet 3 inches tall, A Smile was born in America to Palestinian parents.
Just a reminder before we start class that everyone's papers and presentations and posters are due tomorrow. We might not all present.
Through the large classroom windows, the 25-year-old Esmail has a clear view of her mosque, which is the center of her community. Today, it's quiet around the large dome building. But 6 months ago, on September 12th, it's where Esmail was caught up in a violent anti-Muslim demonstration.
USA! USA! USA!
Several hundred angry people gathered on the streets near the mosque. Some in the crowd carried American and Confederate flags and shouted anti-Muslim and anti-Arab insults. A Smile and her husband, Ahmed Abedilal, got caught in the middle of the demonstration as they were driving home.
I knew we were in danger. I was wearing my hijab and they noticed that. I was obviously Muslim. And then they started to approach the car. The group was becoming larger. I mean, at that moment, I had so much fear, and I felt it was just raw hate. I didn't know what was going to happen.
The two managed to escape and make it home. A Smile stayed inside for 2 days.
I was just so upset and hurt, and I thought, you know, I have the right to mourn like every other American about what's happened. And I shouldn't feel like I have to hide or be targeted.
A Smile says she eventually decided that hiding wouldn't accomplish anything, and she wanted to help change people's views about Muslims.
I realized that there was some responsibility on our part, and maybe we had failed in some way to really convey who we were. And I realized, wow, we have a lot of work to do.
A Smile knew that work started in her own community. Some Muslims in Bridgeview were among the more than 5,000 people questioned nationwide by the FBI. The federal government closed down three Muslim charities in the area on the grounds they funneled money to terrorist organizations. A Smile says the charities simply helped impoverished Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Closer to home, she wanted to help her students who were being harassed and threatened in the neighborhood. One of the things she began doing was organizing interfaith meetings.
Okay, Lena, who are you going with?
Tahani.
Nat Dana.
One day last week, Muslim students from AXA School piled into cars and headed to Nazareth School in nearby LaGrange, where they met Catholic students.
Tammy, you're on.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. Basically, we're here today to talk about who Muslims are and what Islam is. And later on,
after a brief talk, more than 70 students break into groups to ask questions about each other's religions and lifestyles. The discussion becomes lively and animated.
For how long does your prayer last, like the five times a day?
Well, every prayer is different. I want to know what does a priest do?
A priest is, he could be considered like a community leader.
What did you guys think watching the media after September 11 and seeing who they were blaming, and like, did you guys believe it or?
Quite honestly, yeah, actually I did. I was all real.
A Smile says she could never have foreseen such an exchange happening between Muslims and non-Muslims 6 months ago.
I think our girls would have felt that they had to somehow defend themselves, or they couldn't really express what they felt and who they were, and I think the kids from the Catholic school wouldn't have been as interested. I think it wasn't the right time. 6 months later, though, I think not only is it proper time, but if we don't do it now, then I think we lose it altogether.
Among the successes, though, there are still small but stinging disappointments.
Okay, this is the display.
Ismail says she was initially delighted when a local library allowed a week-long display on Islam, which included books, pictures, and prayer rugs. There were also some colorful brochures explaining Islam.
I came yesterday and noticed that all of them were gone. And when I got closer, I found these. Christian literature. How to Recognize the Messiah, another one, it's entitled A Moment Ago.
Still, Ismail says, the incident only reinforces her determination to build bridges. At the mosque, her women's group tries to hammer out the best long-term strategy for working with non-Muslims. Tonight, the focus is on politics. The discussion is sparked by indications that a candidate running for state's attorney general wants their vote but doesn't want to publicize it. Ismail and the other women debate whether they should confront the candidate at a public event.
The audience don't have the chance to ask questions, but I'm going to make trouble and stand and say something because I don't think we should let it go.
Don't break the rule. Yeah. Don't make trouble, I mean.
That's trouble, but you know.
But no, but you know what I mean? Like, don't disrupt and be like.
And be rude.
Well, yeah, see, because, be like, some people are saying that.
Midway through the session, a smile looks tired. At one point, she slips out to focus on the one thing that sustains her, her faith.
Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Five times a day, every day, Ismail bows and prays. The terrorist attacks put her religion on trial, but she says it's been an opportunity for people to learn more about Islam and for her to renew her faith during difficult times over the past 6 months. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Bridgeview.